We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, it is Friday, but not just a Friday. It's a Fido Friday, and we love doing the Fido Fridays. And every Friday we have a guest named Fido. No, that's not true. Today we have Nate's Reptile Rescue with us. Nate Lysot is with us, and so it says reptiles in the title here. So are there dogs involved in this story or not, Nate?
There are no dogs involved in this story. So what we have is Reptile Rescue. We just kind of take in reptiles from different people who just couldn't take care of their pets anymore for whatever reason. And we just take them in and try and get them adopted back out.
Well, that's pretty cool of you, because I think probably, I mean, we talk about puppies and cats, but I think turtles, snakes, reptiles, many times lizards, many times people, it's almost like, oh, won't this be fun? And then the fun wears off after a few months, and either they want to get rid of the turtle, they want to get rid of the snake, something like that. And that's where you come in. That's pretty good, and a good service that you provide. How many reptiles do you have at this time at Nate's?
Right now we have about 50 on hand that we use for our educational programs, and we have, I believe, about 10 right now available for adoption.
Wow.
And what's the variety? What do you have?
Right now we have a bunch of water turtles. So right now it's like red-eared sliders, yellow-bellied sliders, snapping turtles, and then a couple smaller species of lizard.
Whoa. Wow. How do you get them? Do people call and say, we can't do anything with this reptile? Will you come and get them?
We've had people call, and sometimes they're like, you know, 6-foot alligators we got to go pick up, and then other times we got to go and we got to pick up, you know, giant snapping turtles or other type of animals like that.
Have you ever been scared of, like, what you've had to go rescue and pick up?
I mean, when we got the call for the 6-foot alligators, definitely a little bit alarming, because it was kind of a short notice thing. So we had to get our act together within a week, and we had to go pick them up. And, you know, having a big alligator, you know, in transport can be dangerous.
Well, just make sure he's wearing his seatbelt, you know.
You're like the Western PA Steve Irwin.
Pretty close.
Nate Lysot is with us. Nate's Reptile Rescue. It's our Fido Friday for you this morning. And these guys take care of reptiles. When you go to get a 6-foot alligator, I mean, did you have to get a restraining thing on his mouth, and then a special vehicle and all that stuff?
Yeah, the vehicle that we have is large enough. We just were able to transport him in our Jeep. And the owner that did have him was taking care of him pretty well, so it was actually a pretty well-trained alligator. So he was able to, you know, tie his mouth up with tape, and we were able to get him in the car actually pretty easily. He was pretty well-tamed.
Now, I know this is about all reptiles, but I'm more fascinated with snapping turtles. Can you put up your hands? Do you have all 10 fingers? Or
I do have all 10. I'm still okay. Very fortunate.
Yeah,
because I'm sure I feel like that would be one of the scariest things, is trying to pick up a snapping turtle.
Yeah, I mean, definitely they're one of the more common species that we see, especially around the United States. I mean, their range, you know, goes across the entire length of it, and they can grow up very, very quickly, and they have very powerful jaws, and these are one of the largest freshwater turtles, you know, in the world. So they can definitely be quite a handful.
And don't most accidents happen where, I mean, if you see a turtle out in the wild, one of the things people like to do, heaven forbid kids, but even adults, is like you kind of poke their head with your finger. Oh, look at the little turtle. If it's a snapper, he'll take your finger off, won't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or break it.
Does have the power to do that. Yep.
Jeez. Oh, that's comforting. Let's talk about the adoptable turtle we have today, though.
Yeah, so today we actually do have a snapping turtle up for adoption.
Whoa!
Look at him!
Look at he's a good boy.
Yeah, he's just a little guy.
Very nice.
Yeah. So a family up in Katanning did find this guy as a hatchling, and they did bring him home, and they raised him up, and he's about 4 years old right now. But if given, you know, proper diet and proper housing requirements, he can become, you know, a full-grown turtle within just a few years.
How big?
And they live. They can live to be many, many years old, right?
Yeah, there are estimates that they can live to be well over 100.
Wow.
How big is he, like, right now? Like, not everybody can see that we're on Zoom right now. We're talking to Nate.
But I have our pictures on our social media, Y108 Pittsburgh, so go check those out.
Right now, yeah, he's about 5 inches long right now, and they can, you know, grow up to be within, you know, 18, 24 inches, you know, depending on how old they are and, you know, what their housing capabilities are.
Yeah, he's about as big as a man's hand. He looks like he could fit in your hand. Exactly. Will you put your finger out there? I want to see him snap your finger. Can you do that first, Nate, please? Just
stop
one time?
It.
Okay, fine.
Not something I can do here on camera.
So, okay, this is might be a silly question. What do they normally eat?
People.
In the wild, they eat pretty much anything they can find. So, like, different types of, like, even plant matter if it's floating in the water. But most likely they'll be eating all the fish that are in the water. And any kind of insects or rodents that might be, you know, in the water or around the water. Pretty much anything they can catch in the wild. Frogs, too. If frogs swim by, they have the ability to catch that, and they'll also eat that.
Man.
Pretty much anything.
Now, does he have a name?
We don't have a name for this guy. We always like to let the adopters name their pets. That way, you know, they don't feel pressured by, you know, whatever previous name it might have had.
Sure. Call him Little Richard. So now, with this guy, what do you need to have? Do you have to have like a big tank for a snapping turtle? Do you need to have people have tanks with the, you know, the little thing for the turtle to climb in and out of the water and all that stuff?
A ladder.
Is there certain preparation for a snapping turtle? I can't believe we're talking about this, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, for a smaller turtle like this, you need like a moderately sized, like 40-gallon aquarium, but then as it continues to grow, you want to make sure you have at least 10 gallons of aquarium space per inch of shell. So, like, he is 5 inches right now, so you're going to have, like, 40, 50-gallon tank because he's going to be going in and out of the water. And he is a relatively small turtle. So as long as you can keep up the size requirements as he continues to grow, then he's going to live a happy, healthy life.
Oh, you know, wow. He hasn't moved in this entire interview.
He's nervous. He didn't know he was going to be on radio today, okay?
Yeah, just like alligators, I mean, if you do raise them upright, they can get used to people, and they're not so mean, which is why we do have this guy up for adoption, and we would feel comfortable, you know, letting him go.
I see. He's very cute. Well, so how do people get in touch with you, Nate? This is really exciting. I love this.
They can contact us through our website or our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram at Nate's Reptile Rescue, or they can give us a call at 412-266-1492 anytime they need to get hold of us.
And I think it's pretty cool that that Little Richard, the snapping turtle, is wearing a face mask. That's very thoughtful.
Wow. He's got headphones on listening to Conway Twitty right now, too. That's amazing.
Why?
I'd like to lay you down. Well, there you have it. Nate Reptile Rescue. Find them. Nate Lysot is with us and has been with us, and we spent the last 3.5 minutes talking about snapping turtles. So this is... This is good. You're doing a great service. Thank you for what you do. And come back on the show. We love having you. Say hi to Little Richard for us, all right?
All right, will do. Thank you very much, Dave.
Hey, thank you. There's Nate. How about that? Nate's Reptile Rescue, part of our Fido Friday here this morning on
Y108.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.